There is no doubt that every bit of radiation is dangerous. Every added amount is dangerous to the health, to the pool of human germplasm of the human race. I have calculated, let me see, the Atomic Energy Commission report, the National Academy of Sciences report says that the fallout due to bomb tests already would be about a tenth of a Roentgen per person averaged over the whole world. Now, a tenth of a Roentgen, one Roentgen causes the possibility of disease, increased incidence of disease, corresponding to about 2 weeks decrease in life expectancy. This is a figure. There's a little uncertainty in it. It might be 1 week. It might be 3 weeks. Different sources of information, experimental information, Hiroshima survivors and so on, patients with spondylitis deformans who have been treated with large amounts of X-ray radiation, for example. Different sources of information give values in this range, 1 to 3 weeks. Now, suppose we multiply this by 2,500. That would be 250 Roentgen, which would correspond with 2 weeks to 5 years, is that right? 10 years. 250, 500 weeks, 10 years decrease in life expectancy. Since this effect is a random one that hits this individual and misses others, a cosmic ray happens to hit the right part of a cell, produce the cancer. Since this is a random one, we might say that the effect of fallout from the bomb test so far is that one person in 2,500 on average will have his life expectancy cut short by 10 years. And that is 1 million people out of the 2.5 billion in the world, 1 million people with 10 years decrease in life expectancy. This is my estimate. I know something about physics, chemistry, radiation, biology, and medicine. I think that this is a reasonable estimate.